Today I thought we'd talk about meditation and mindfulness. Many of you would be familiar with the word mindfulness. It seems to be a buzzword at the moment. It seems to be everywhere. Meditation is the intensive exercise, the one that we do where we go internally, if you like. It might be that we devote two periods a day, one in the morning and one at night. Sometimes it can be just for a few minutes, sometimes maybe longer, 10 minutes, 15, even 20 minutes. Meditation is where we seriously decide to empty our mind of all distractions, maybe concentrating on our breath, maybe concentrating on a word, sometimes called a mantra, or concentrating on a picture or a candle, often called a mandala. But with our meditation, we internalize, we go inside, we leave aside the things that are around us, we cut off. Mindfulness, however, is quite different. You can do mindfulness acts right throughout your day. Doesn't matter whether you're at work or home or wherever you are. One of the things that I like to do is I live in a street with a lot of picket fences, and sometimes I go for a walk and I just concentrate on the picket fences as a point of concentration. Sometimes too, when I'm driving the car, I might, particularly if I'm in heavy traffic, I just look to the stoplights of the car in front of me, and that becomes a mindfulness act. It calms me down. If I was meditating, of course, I'd crash the car. Some years ago, my wife and I did a Buddhist retreat at Plum Village, which is in the south of France, run by a Vietnamese Buddhist monk called Thich Nhat Hanh, a very famous writer on meditation and mindfulness. In the afternoon, we had to do some manual work, and my job was to move a rose bush from one part of the garden to another part of the garden. The soil was clay, very hard and difficult, and I dug and I dug and I dug, and this Buddhist nun came up to me and she put her hand on my shoulder and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm trying to move the rose bush from this part of the garden to over there." And she said, "You know in your mind that you've already move the rose bush. What I want you to do is to do this mindfully by being in the present moment." And she was absolutely right. I'd already made up my mind that the rose bush had been moved. And I think we do that all the time. It was a sobering lesson for me. Oh, and incidentally, I managed to move the rose bush. We do both meditation and mindfulness in order to purify and discipline our minds. Meditation can become those two very important periods of our day. Most people like to meditate early in the morning. You don't have to. You can meditate any time. And then at night. And you choose your time there. You really have to work out what is best for you. Both meditation and mindfulness are both acts of living in the present moment, living in the now. Now that's impossible from a scientific viewpoint. Past and future can raise a certain amount of anxiety and in some cases depression. In the present, we're in control. And that's the important thing. Most of us want to be in some form of control. And we get that when we are living in the present. And we can live in the present when we are practicing mindfulness and more intensively when we're practicing meditation. Meditation and mindfulness go hand in glove. I'm Peter Thomas, and this meditation and mindfulness podcast is a presentation of the Carmelite Center, a place for facilitating spiritual journeys. Bookmark this website to keep up to date with programs at the center.